Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for January the 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and throughout our lives. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. Checks and balances put in place by our founders, brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. We don't need revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Certainly the answer indeed. It is a freedom loving. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday. And a quick recap of the broadcast on Wednesday. See, yesterday I was not around. I was on a delightful little getaway with my wife, took a little break. Loved it. Wonderful. We rebroadcast Wednesday's program on Thursday. We normally don't do that. We do a week ago before broadcast, just so there's variety in the program. But Ammon Bundy's commentary was so valuable at the time. And so we covered that Wednesday and Thursday. Today, you know, Ammon Bundy's with Citizens for Constitutional Freedom. And there's an article that says, here's why Ammon Bundy's Oregon standoff might actually work. Dina Rollinger wrote it for Fortune.com. It's a commentary piece. Very well written, though, and it points out that a lot of times these protests, they get a whole lot more attention and they get the ball rolling in many ways that couldn't have been done otherwise. And so, even though I don't support what Ammon did, you know what? The general cause of what he's striving for are constitutional, folks. They do square with the supreme law of the land. Chris Ann Hall educates and burns Monday and Tuesday. Gets standing ovations two nights in a row from standing room only crowd. If that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what does. We must control the narrative or take back the narrative, says Chris Ann Hall. Horney County Judge Steve Christie, however you say this guy's name, Gracie, I guess is how it is. Steve Gracie and Sheriff David Ward afraid of when it comes to Ammon Bundy. Graced, he says, I'll meet you anytime, anywhere outside of my county. Why not meet right now, my friend? Well, we'll get to that as the broadcast unfolds. The government sends drone to visit Ammon Bundy while they're on air with us on Liberty Roundtable Live. It's kind of interesting. Hour two. It's hard to say that C4CF, that's constitutional. I'm sorry, that's Citizens for Constitutional Freedom. It's hard to say they've taken over and they're controlling that refuge when Ammon Bundy is seen in public meetings. He's seen all over the place. Believe it or not, Tuesday evening, Ammon Bundy attended Chris Ann Hall's training meeting. After that, he attended a community meeting. And I guess FBI now is confirming a triage setup at the hospital. TVOINews.com. Hospital ordered to double or triple blood and plasma supply, says FBI. Extra medical staff on duty from outside counties. FBI brought in their own combat surgical team. What are they doing that for? Now they say the military has restricted airspace over Harney County. I guess our listener Chance dials in. Kurt says maybe Ammon could create a weekly newsletter. Patriot Printing would be happy to print that for him, and you know, they could ship it to Burns and people could distribute them. I guess January 19th was National Popcorn Day. You got to like that. Sarah Palin officially endorses Donald Trump. Trump popularity is linked to mass dissatisfaction. Then maybe Trump ought to pick Ammon Bundy for his running mate, huh? Just saying. Jeb Bush wants the NSA to govern civilian internet use. That ought to go horrible. Anyway, Punching Bag Post brought that to our attention. Trump says Apple should build their blank, starts with a D, things in the United States. Man, I agree with bringing back manufacturing in America, Donald. That's a good idea for sure. And that is a recap of the broadcast that took place on Wednesday. Today, News the Network's Reviews to Use starts now. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, Kurt. You know what El Chapo is?
El Chapo, yeah.
I guess, Chop. There's Chapo, an A, Chapo, yeah.
You say it in Spanish.
All right, well, you've probably forgot more about that than I know, so. You know, I'm going to have
Chapo,
to defer to the Kurt.
Yeah, he's the, basically the one of drug kingpin that's having a little jail time. And, he already got, he escaped from jail once in the Great Escape. Mexican style, and now, they're talking about maybe putting him back in or whatever. They've had some recent digging around one of the place that one of the jails or the jail he's in now, and so they were worried that maybe he was already getting out, but that's about all I know.
Think they'll let him go?
Well, the thing is, Sam, the drug war, of course, like all wars that we start, means when we have drug war, we'll have more drugs. And when we have war on poverty, we'll have more poverty. When we have a war,
how about a war on guns, Kurt?
Well, then you have, you have less ammo and all that other stuff.
Yeah, and you have more guns in the hands of the wrong people.
Yeah, that's we sent them.
See, so you
south,
can't have a gun, Kurt, but El Chapo or El Chapo can.
Yeah, he has some of our nice automatic weapons.
Yeah, and Fast and Furious gave this guy a 50 caliber
machine gun.
They say Fast and Furious's rifle not capable of taking down a helicopter. It was found in El Chapo's cache of weapons. That's according to Fox News, Kurt. And this 50 caliber rifle found it. What is it? Joaquin El Chapo or whatever? Sounds like a joke, but it's not, right?
El Chapo.
Mr. Guzman, if you will. Anyway, they say that they found a 50 caliber gun in his cache, and it turns out they matched the serial numbers, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
It was Fast and Furious's.
Oh, wonder how he got it. I mean,
I'll tell you what happened is the government just sent it across the border, tried to blame it on your gun shows, and then they just got it in the hands of Guzman, right?
El Chapo.
Yeah. Now, El Chapo might take down a chopper with that bad boy. It's the problem. See what I'm talking about? So that's, blame it on Fast and Furious, see? And it just goes to show.
Yeah, it's good for the economy, though, Sam. I mean, think of all those, machine gun manufacturers that need to be making them. So what if they get into the drug lord sands? And then at least you can have some more shooting and more weapons, But now
what are you talking
in America,
about? It's horribly destructive.
Good point.
And they're too busy talking about how Ammon's armed.
Yeah.
Have you seen Ammon in a bunch of different videos?
I never do see him all, carrying a big old Chapo.
No, dude, he's not armed.
No.
So it's kind of comical to me. The government arms Guzman.
Well,
he
does have
two arms,
I know that.
Drug pin is armed by the United States, okay?
Yeah.
And then Ammon's not even, I haven't even seen the guy with a gun. Everybody tells me no one sees him with a gun, but yet he's armed to the teeth and he's taken over. Well, it turns out that he went and met with the FBI yesterday, Kurt. He just walked in. Hey, dudes. What's happening? You want to chat for a while? I'm serious. Yeah. That's what Evan Bundy just did. And so I don't know how they're going to make this idea that he's just armed, that he took over, and he's just held up in this refuge. He's not even there, Kurt.
The Harney County Resource Center.
He's not there, though, Kurt. He's hanging out with the FBI stuff.
At least if you want to go hang out, you can. I mean, the way they make it sound is that, it's just right there in town, and, nobody's able to go to school. You got to drive around, and yet the thing is like 30-plus miles away,
Yeah.
I mean, it's
Except,
just...
Bundy's armed and dangerous, Kerry.
Oh, yeah, you got to remember that for sure.
But I don't know why he's dangerous. He's never hurt anybody in his life.
Well, he hurt some politicians.
They say he's armed, but I don't believe it because we don't know how many guns he has anywhere. Okay.
Those king men are really scared of him.
They sure are, especially the governor. We'll get to that.
Yeah, they're scared.
All right, Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, all kinds of news the networks refuse to use straight ahead on your radio. This is your favorite talk show, we hope, huh?
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so let me explain what happened, Kurt. Ammon left the refuge, and he didn't have that many people with him, and it doesn't look like he was armed. And I guess what happened is Ammon Bundy went in person to the Burns Airport to see the FBI, because that's where their big old, dig-in is, Kurt, their old enclave.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? So he rolls up there to personally visit these guys. Mm-hmm. He can't get an in-person meeting, but they force him to talk on a cell phone with an FBI negotiator vaguely named Chris. Mm-hmm. And they say, we're working on solving this. Why don't they sit down with him in public and let us videotape the whole meeting. What are these FBI thugs afraid of? Kurt? Why? Okay, well, the sheriff won't meet with
they
him.
Get overtime and all that stuff for being there, Sam. And it's like a crisis duty time. So you get paid really a lot extra for that. So you really don't want to stop something like this for a while if you're in charge of it, because you've got, you know, bills to pay and, you know, like big old Mercedes to buy and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I mean, it's, we got to milk this opportunity. You know?
Yeah, but if they just sit down with him, Kurt, it might create a more peaceful negotiation faster, sooner.
You think?
Well, why won't the sheriff meet with him? Why won't this Judge Greisty or whatever, however you say his name, why won't the judge meet with Ammon? Why does Ammon and the sheriff need to just like meet in some strange place on the side of the road kind of stuff? Why won't the FBI, you know, Ammon gets there and he's like, hey, guys, I'd like to talk to somebody. And they're like, man, hey, are you in charge over there? Hey, who's in charge? I don't know. You got a Coke? What? Well, you better call somebody. And so they get somebody on the phone, and Ammon's like, hey, guy named Chris, totally vague. Hey, you think you're going to build any relationship that way? You're going to build any opportunity to really help Ammon get out of there that way? Kurt, I'm telling you right now, these people are hostile thugs. So Ammon can't get an in-person meeting and is forced to talk by phone with an FBI negotiator vaguely named Chris. I mean, I don't even know what that means, Kurt, in terms of trying to resolve this. I mean, next time Ammon's like, well, why should I come out and meet you? You know, last time you forced me to talk on the phone. Why don't you guys just talk on the phone? Now, don't they always, Kurt, in any other standoff, or, which, by the way, I don't even believe this is a standoff. How is it a standoff when Ammon's at the FBI location at the airport asking for a meeting in person, and they won't even talk to him in person? Mm-hmm. How is that a standoff? But nevertheless, I digress. The point is, don't they always say, if we could just talk to this person, if we could just negotiate face-to-face, man, maybe David Koresh would be alive today, Kurt.
Well, yeah, but that's the point, Sam.
Maybe Randy Weaver would be alive today,
Kurt. If you don't want them alive to tell their story and they would be able to talk to the media, et cetera, then you know, you got to do it this way because, you know, you need them to be quiet. You know,
all right.
I don't want to hear those messages.
That's the only real update going on in Burns, Oregon, folks, except for one more piece. Mm-hmm. There's a guy by the name of Neil Sigurd Wambler. Or Wampler. Neil Sigurd Wampler. I guess the guy's a convicted murderer, now the government's claiming. Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know if it's true. He may be. But here's the problem. I think the government's trying to create what would be the word? They're trying to ratchet up and demonize Ammon Bundy and crew. So they point out this Wambler guy that's with him as a murderer. Well, when they ask Ammon and some of these other guys about this guy, they don't even know him. They're like, I don't really know the guy. He's just here. So, you know, the open door policy, I knew this was going to come back to bite him, but the open door policy, in a way, now that you got this murderer hanging out with him, and you kind of wonder, is that an FBI asset or what? I don't know. I'm just telling you, it's weird. It's uncomfortable. It doesn't make sense. I guess he killed his father. Now, I don't even know if it's true. But I know that it's very strange because they never brought this out till now. The next way you know that they're trying to ratchet up and demonize Bundy and crew is it looks like Governor Kate Brown now pushed for swift resolution of the Occupy outside Burns. Brown also wrote Barack asking for action. get something done without further delay. The FBI says its response has been delivered and measured as we seek peaceful resolution. Now, I don't believe that, Kurt. I think it's a lie. Because you don't peacefully negotiate. Every time. I'm not a hostage negotiator, so, you know, you can run around and say, well, Sam, you don't have a degree, so you don't know what you're talking about. But I'm telling you, you go look at hostage situations. Every time in the mainstream press, they're like, if we could just get a face-to-face, if we could just talk to this person, we think we could change this. Our efforts are to set up some type of discussion. So Ammon willingly just walks out there. You know, actually he tries, but then he gets out and he walks right into the FBI. Hey, man, we're trying to solve this thing. And the 3% groups and the Pacific Patriot Network, Kurt, and all these guys, the so-called militia, they peacefully went to the FBI and said, hey, here's our articles of resolution. Can you read over those and get back to us? Maybe we can put together a meeting. Nay, no response. The mainstream press pitched it as they were threatening FBI agents. There was no threatening or intimidation agenda. Then Ammon personally goes there. Now, is that threatening? He's like, hey, I want to talk. They're like, we don't have anybody you can talk to, man. We got a bunch of like grunts on the ground, but nobody real that you can really talk to. Hey, get on your cell phone. Ammon's here. Do you think you can talk to him? So the guy gets on. Hey, Ammon, it's Chris, FBI. I'm like in my remote controlled place and sending drones from Washington to hover over you. What do you want? I don't get it, Kurt. Maybe I'm just stupid, but I don't get it.
Sam, it's a snafu. Remember?
Well, you're right.
Situation
about that.
Normal.
Holy moly. Mm-hmm. So do you really think they just want to murder Ammon, Kurt?
Well, Sam, it would make things a lot neater if you basically just get rid of the guy. You don't have him spouting off these things about the Constitution and about, you know, the way things are and the way things should be and, you know, soft-spoken like that. You need a guy that's, you know, running around trying to blow stuff up or, you know, kind of crazy, and Ammon just doesn't fit that mold, you know? I mean, it just makes it kind of tough. I mean, it's like a movie with a bad guy that's not really a bad guy.
You know what's going to happen, though, Kurt? If this goes wrong... If this goes wrong, I'm telling you right now, it's going to upset the whole apple cart in America. You're going to have these problems all over. Not only are you not going to redress a grievance, now you get killed when you push a little harder for one.
Well, yeah, see, and you got to understand why you do that for sure, because, like I say, you can't be talking to these people.
I'm not threatening anything, but I am very concerned that if they do something negative here, there's two problems. Locally, right there near Burns, Oregon, right down the road from the Harney County Resource Center, the refuge, whatever you want to call this place. Mm-hmm. Right down the road from that is a place called the Narrows, Kurt. And the Narrows is like an RV park, campground, / restaurant, / little convenience store, etc.
Yeah.
There are way more people at the Narrows who have done nothing wrong, who are armed to the teeth, who are there to make sure this goes down peaceful. We'll talk about it.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so Governor Brown writing Barack Obama for action immediately. Governor Brown, that's Kate Brown, pressing for swift resolution. But Ammon can't get an in-person meeting with the FBI. He's forced to go to the FBI headquarters in person right there at the airport in Burns and then talk on a cell phone to a vague guy named Chris. The sheriff won't meet, really, with Ammon. Ammon's tried multiple times. There are short meetings, but no real discussions. Nothing offered by the sheriff for peaceful resolution except for, I'll offer you a safe passage out of my county. But when you realize that Ammon's traveling around, Kurt, at free will right now, what value is something like that? So there's nothing being offered to negotiate this thing. The FBI won't talk. The governor won't talk. The sheriff won't talk. Judge Greisty, or however you say this guy's name, Steve Greisty, the judge there won't talk. I've offered, along with Richard Mack and others, have offered to go in and negotiate because we know Ammon quite well. The Pacific Patriot Network, along with 3%ers of Oregon, 3%ers of Idaho, have offered to come in and create a discussion. They even literally took the time to write up and personally deliver what they call articles of resolution. They delivered them to both sides. Nothing, Kurt, nothing. Now, do you see a disconnect here, Kurt, a problem? And what do you think we can do about it?
I think, you know, as far as I can tell, you know, you just, if you're Ammon at least, you keep working on things and doing the best you can. And you know, you hope that, you know, people will cover it. But what I don't see, you know, or any real coverage from any of the big boys. They've got things like, you know, milkshakes to cover and stuff like that, simply because, hey, if somebody was getting shot, and some blood was oozing out or whatever, then they'd be there. But, you know, this, none of that, Sam, you know.
Is there anything we can do, Kurt? This is just not going to go down. I see the building blocks for this. Just continue to demonize Ammon. Eventually maybe put your provocateurs in there. Eventually play games, make it worse, let a trigger happy event happen or something, and then take off the gloves and say we had no choice. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's what I kind of see going on here. Mm-hmm. I don't see it going well. Governor Kate Brown pushing for swift resolution.
Yeah, she wants this thing to go away. But, you know, you got, I'm sure the people in Oregon pretty much feel like they wish there were maybe several states, you know, the East Coast and the West, you know, or whatever, and or the East and the West Coast, and the coast would be, you know, where she is, I'm sure, you know. And the farmers and ranchers, they feel like they are, what's the phrase, disenfranchised?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's what's going on here. But I'm telling you, I don't see this being able to end well with what's going on. I really don't. Mm-hmm. Just because how are you going to negotiate it, Kurt, if you don't talk to people, if you don't really put possible negotiating options on the table? In other words, what options would the government consider in this thing? Now, in my mind, the release of Stephen Hammond should be an easy one Barack could do. He could start out and say, you know what? I think Hammond's got a valid point. I'm going to give on something really critical. I'm going to let out Steve and Dwight Hammond from prison. And, you know, you can put him, give him an ankle bracelet, let him stay at home, be on probation, whatever. But I think that would go a long way where the Patriots would back down a little bit and say, okay, there is some justice here. Thank heavens. The second thing I think the government could give on big time is this. What Ammon Bundy really wants, now the mainstream press tries to tell you that he's not clear on what he wants. That's a lie. They want to make it act like that Ammon's just hostile and armed to the teeth. He was sitting at the top of the bleachers with a cowboy hat on at the meeting people, didn't say a word. Humble, mellow, appropriate, poised, whatever word you want to use, dignified. He was just there politely listening and learning and being involved in a very passive way. Anyway, I bring this all up to say that they could give on this too, Kurt. They could come back and say, you know what? We do believe that you didn't have a fair discussion in the courts. Let's drag some of this stuff out and get to the truth here. Are there really witnesses that show the government started the fire, not lightning? Is there really a video that confirms that reality as well? And now what you got is that we promise that we'll have a transparent and honest, what do you call it? Review of the evidence, Kurt? Maybe you call it a hearing, maybe you call it a discovery phase. There's a lot that could be done there that would settle down the Patriots as well. They're not asking for blood, Kurt. They're asking for someone to be freed from prison that they believe was wrongfully put there. Somebody, two people that are not a threat to society at all. And they're asking to have a fair review of a court case that they believe has gone all wrong due to political corruption, cover-up, power, and secret combinations. And they say they want to see that drug out, aired out, properly, morally, within the law, dealt with. Now, if they would give on those two critical pieces, I think we could get somewhere. However, see, somebody runs around and goes, Sam, all you're doing is complaining. You don't have any solutions. Oh, yeah, I just laid out some of the best options for solutions you can come up with. You say, well, Sam, that requires the government to give on two things. No, I don't agree. Giving up on saying there was a manipulation of the evidence and a manipulation of the court proceedings. Let's have it done right, honest, and transparent. That's not the government giving up on anything. That's what the government ought to be doing in the first place. So that's not giving up anything. Secondly, when you say release the Hammonds, everybody can see how wrong and how bogus and how extreme these charges are in the first place. That's not giving much either. So I'm not even asking the government to give much, Kurt. Now, what would Ammon Bundy give, you say? You know, it's got to be a give and a take, right? Ammon says I'll peacefully bail right now. Ammon says we will put a system in place that will literally look at these land transactions and resolve them in a meaningful way. That's all the Patriots want, Kurt. I want to look at these land transactions and unwind the immoral, the illegal ones where government owns land that ought not own. And I want to let the people get in charge of their county again. They've been so intimidated by government corruption and power that all Ammon wants is to get the town, the county, the community, whatever you want to call it, back on their feet again so they can appropriately clean house with corruption in government. Now, there ought to be some kind of negotiations that could take place here. And I don't know what Ammon's willing to give up. We could talk about the charges against Ammon that are legitimate and maybe start, you know, working on maybe admitting some things. Here's the problem. What are the charges against Ammon, Kurt? Maybe that's why they're not arresting him when they could over and over and over and over. What are the charges against Ammon?
I don't know, Sam.
Well, the judge tries to list. I mean, I'm sorry, the attorney in the county meeting tried to list a bunch of them before Pete Santilli went ballistic and got kicked out and we kind of lost our ability to know what they were. But I don't know that you can find a whole lot of charges on Ammon. You can't say it was an armed takeover. He's unarmed, Kurt. Now, you could say, well, all of his buddies had weapons. Okay, is it a crime for them to have weapons? Who took over the refuge, Kurt? Was it Ammon? Was it his armed buddies?
Yeah, it all depends on, I think, how you define took over.
Well, that's the whole problem. You're right. It's a great point. Mm-hmm. Help me understand kind of takeover, Kurt, for a minute.
Sure doesn't seem like a takeover to me.
Well, anybody can cruise in and cruise out if they want to. I mean, this murderer got in there no problem, Kurt, supposedly. Mm-hmm. You know, did the murderer take it over? What happens when a bunch of people that don't even know each other, Kurt, work together to take something over, but yet they didn't really work together? How do you say Ammon's armed and he's holding up and he's taking this over? What, did Ammon steal anything? Did Ammon break and enter? Did Ammon hold hostages or brandish a weapon at any time? Do you have witnesses that will testify exactly what Ammon did, to what, to whom, where? See, that's the problem with all this, Kurt, is there... Kate Brown wants to press for swift resolution of the occupation. Now, my question for Kate Brown, are you going to go down there and talk to Ammon? Or are you just going to sit up there on your throne?
The second.
I guess so. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use on your favorite talk station.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right. Some people say, Sam, you're talking about this Oregon standoff way too much. In fact, it's going to start to negatively affect your show if you don't quit it. People don't want to hear about it anymore. They don't care. It's just like, talk about something else. But I'm convinced, Kurt, this is one of the most critical patriot issues right now that we could talk about. This is really important because we want these people to come out alive. We want to see if there is some kind of a redress of grievance opportunity in America still. We want to see if there is some way for the government to kind of back down on these abuses on the people. And we want to see if there's some kind of appropriate due process still left in America. And believe it or not, the real disconnect in this country is that a lot of Americans, way more than you could possibly imagine, are convinced there is no justice anymore. There are no other options or solutions anymore. The system does not work. Due process does not work. A redress of grievance is not possible. And therefore, we must be driven to this. And I'm telling you, it's not only Ammon. It's hundreds. It's thousands of people. Why do you think the militia movements are growing so big? Why do you think the civil disobedience from Occupy Wall Street to, quote, Black Lives Matter? Now, I don't even want to associate Bundy with those groups necessarily, except where they have one thing in common, and they all feel like they've been wrong, and there's no other answers. And I bring all this up because I believe there are answers. Sam launches into a monologue of negotiation ideas for solutions. Isn't that what I just launched into, Kurt?
Well, I think so,
Sam. And I think there are answers, and I named several of them.
Yeah.
You could also say, what else would Ammon, you know, give up? Well, you know what? Again, I believe Ammon is innocent, Kurt, until proven guilty.
What? Sam, that's an old-fashioned kind of...
I don't care. See, if we don't bring ourselves back to that old-fashioned reality that America's known for, you're going to create civil unrest, and you're going to create an absolute meltdown and eventually a civil war in this country. I don't want that. I'm not threatening that. I'm just merely telling you that I'm smart enough to see the writing on the wall. You're going to have that. We've had more breakout civil disobedience actions in the last 5 years than we did in the whole last 20 years, Kurt. You got divide tactics being accomplished everywhere. Male against female, black against white, for no reason. Except for exploiting the people, grinding the face of the people, grinding the face of the poor against the rich. It goes on and on. But I submit to you there are answers, and the answer is for the government to obey the law. And if the government just will not obey the law, then the American people are going to, at some point, take off the gloves, Kurt. And the next guy that's like an Ammon Bundy may not be as peaceful as Ammon, as educated about the realities of the Constitution and the rule of law, may not have as pure of a heart as Ammon. And I'm telling you, this isn't going to go well for government or anybody else. So, Governor Kate Brown, I suggest you get on down there and talk with Ammon. Get off your throne. Barack, I suggest you stay out of it. FBI, I suggest you go home. That's another question. What if the FBI said, look, we've negotiated this tactic with Ammon, Kurt. One, we're going to have a real, honest, transparent court here, and we're going to promise to revisit this in a real way to know the truth here. about the corruption of government. We're going to just take off the gloves and expose everybody. Wrongdoing will go away. Secondly, we're going to release the Hammonds, Dwight, Steve Hammond. Come on home. We'll put an ankle bracelet on you or whatever so we can save face. And you know what? Not only are we going to have an honest, transparent look into this corruption here, not only are we going to let the Hammonds come home, Kurt, but we, the FBI, are going home too. We realize that there isn't really a takeover here. There really isn't a threat to the people. We're going home. This is a local issue. That's what Barack said before. This is a local law enforcement issue. We're going home. Y'all have a good day. And on their way out, the FBI said, hey, Kate, you might want to roll down there and deal with things in your state. After all, you are the governor of the state. Maybe you ought to go on down there and talk to him. And I talked to him. He's a pretty nice guy. Maybe y'all could have like, well, Ammon doesn't drink coffee, so maybe you can have a coffee and Ammon can have a croissant or something. Or no, a croissant. Isn't that how you say it? A croissant. All right, and you could just sit down and chat, maybe in the public square, maybe in the diner there, and let the cameras and the videos and everything roll, and let's just talk about it. Sam Bushman talked about solutions, and the three percenters put together a solution paper, and maybe there's a way to start with those as the starting points, Kurt.
Imagine that, Sam. I mean, that sounds logical. That'll never fly.
Anyway, all I'm telling you is everybody's running around saying, Sam, you don't have any solutions. Oh, I got plenty of them. Send Chris Ann Hall in there to train. Send Sheriff Richard Mack in there to train. Help people understand their oaths of office and the proper role of the limited constitution that absolutely highlights checks and balances of the system. Okay, and if we come out of this with Ammon and his crew alive, we come out of this with a way for the government to somehow save face a little bit, but yet be forced to back away, we might accomplish a lot here, Kurt. We might truly, as Chris Ann Hall said, make lemonade. I pray she's right. It's a great idea, a great solution, a great opportunity. Any other comments on this before we leave, Kurt?
Yeah, there's so much to be done, ladies and gentlemen, and so much could be accomplished by peaceful means, by really talking about the situation and saying, hey, you know, right here in the Constitution it says that the federal government's supposed to have this kind of land, but that doesn't, you know, include all this stuff up here in the Harney County or any of these other counties. So we need to, do a systematic, basically turnover of these lands to the states and the counties that they're in, and have the federal government do what's called a retreat to follow the rules so that, hey, then we can settle most of these issues if they would just simply follow the rules of the game that's called the Constitution of the United States of America.
All right, there you have it. White Rose, Colorado, you're on the radio. Go.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to point out one very simple fact, that as long as we have a legal fiction corporation for profit as a government, you will never have anybody not take advantage of that and become corrupt. Second point I would like to make.
Hold on. Let me stop you and say, I think you've got a valid point. However, the American people aren't ready to take down the big old stake you just gave them, my friend. They're just not. Right. No matter what you think, they're not even ready to understand. You just spoke a foreign language.
The only thing we have to point out is the fact that the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th Amendments were all ratified at the point of a gun. None of them have any validity. That makes their whole 1871 rewrite of the Constitution totally invalid.
Okay, this is what I mean by though, you're talking a foreign language.
Constitution.
Here's what I mean by you're talking a foreign language. Nobody in their right mind would agree that those were done by a gun. I know your point.
It's not possible, sir. It's in history. It was in the newspapers. They were locking up newspaper men, Lincoln was, to keep the truth quiet back in those days.
I understand.
We all know that. That's all documented historic fact. We got to bring that documented historic fact out, that the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th Amendments don't count for nothing. They're no count. That makes the whole 1871 Constitution invalid. We got to go back to the original organic Constitution and start from scratch from there. And I'm not so sure.
No, I'm for organic in that way.
Now, I don't disagree. I think your point's well taken in many ways, and that's why I tell you the American people are sick of it being broken. The problem is it's a massive learning curve, sir.
Well, that's what we have to do. We have to get them learned on that subject matter, the fact that the Constitution. We got to get back to the Constitution. They keep telling you that we're doing with the Constitution. They are doing the Constitution. They're doing the unlawful, but legal Constitution of 1871 with unlawful but legal amendments, which there's no such word as legal in the Constitution.
I understand. All right, your second point?
That was it. I mean, another thing, the other point I want to make is that if they lose this battle, that's going to spoil it forever for everybody trying to get anything accomplished.
I pray you're wrong, but think you've got valid points.
Excuse me?
I said I pray you're wrong, but I think you've got valid points.
Yeah. The only way they can win this battle is they got to attack it on the fact that the U.S. Supreme Court has declared that Bond versus the United States and also the Clearfield Doctrine clearly states that the government and all its agencies are legal fiction corporations for profit. So if they're legal fiction corporations for profit, there can be no justice. There can only be economic satisfaction or dissatisfaction. There's no justice. And there's no peace because we've been declared war upon in 1933 by the president himself. The U.S. citizens are enemies of the state. That's documented historic fact, too. You can look that up, too.
I'm familiar with it all, sir.
There you go.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call. He's right, Kurt. It's a matter of it's a matter of unwinding, and it's a matter of how much you can take on how fast, though. So I understand their points. There's a lot of debate about some of that, but all I'm telling you is, Kurt, we got a row to hoe.
Well, yeah, it's like with the Hammond thing. First you worry about, the Hammond deal, and then you worry about the other ranchers, and then you worry about, and you got those steps to be taken. You got plenty of things to keep you busy.
I heard that. But anyway, everybody wants to run around and say, I don't have any solutions. White Rose has solutions too, folks. I've got solutions. Yeah. Kurt's got solutions. But somehow the government just, they don't want to talk to Hammond.
Betcha.
They're too busy demanding he leave rather than working on having him leave. All right, thanks so much for the call. 1 hour in the can, second hour coming up. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use talk station. Our website, libertyroundtable.com. This nation shall endure.